Hello, everyone. This is Barb Schwarz. Welcome to Home Staging with Barb. I'm so excited. I love the music. Hope you love it, too. How's your Monday going? The sun is out, even though you may see some clouds. I'm in the studio right here in Bellevue, Washington, and it's great to have you listening. I live for this show every week so I can be together with you. And I really want to thank you for tuning in, whether you're listening at work or in your car, online, through the wonderful internet, or actually on your radio. And we are so glad to be here. I have three incredible guests today. It is my joy in just a little bit to introduce them to you one by one by one. And I also want to say good afternoon to our in-house producer, Eric. How are you, Eric?
Good afternoon. I'm doing quite well.
Good. You look well. I like the shirt you have on. Very attractive.
Thank you very much.
And you're in the process of moving.
Yes. I spent the weekend hauling stuff from my apartment to my new house. And so I am exhausted and worn out, but totally excited to be here.
That's so great. Have you slept there yet in your new house?
Not yet, no.
When is the first time that you actually take occupancy and you say, this
sometime is mine?
Sometime this week. Okay. Yes. So did you throw a lot of things out too?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I say, thank goodness for Goodwill. And they probably say, thank goodness for people moving, because that's when I'm guessing they get about 90% of their donations, is because we had like five bags of what I call donatables, you know.
Yeah.
And
wow.
I'm sure we could have had more like 8 or 10 bags, but we only had so much time.
Well, there you go. And all of us, we do accumulate so many things through the years. And you're not even, you know, you don't even have 40 years of accumulation out there, I don't think. So,
nope, not yet.
I mean, what kind of things did you decide to part with? Because when we talk about home staging, which is the real, you know, meat and potatoes of our show, and decorating has a part of that, but there is a difference between decorating and staging, and we can stage as we sell, we can stage as we move in, and we can stage to live. So what did you find were the categories of the most things that you got rid of?
Mostly clothes.
But clothes, okay.
Yeah, there were some trinkets and decorations and stuff that we didn't need. And a lot of times it's hard when you've got a gift that you don't really find much use for, but it was a gift from somebody special, so you're like, I don't know on this one.
I know, it's so hard.
But yeah, so those are the tough ones, but we pared down even a few of those.
Don't tell anybody. What I find sometimes is that I always have a goodie cupboard in my home, and that's in the hallway in the linen closet or something. And sometimes when people have given me something, God bless, like my mom or something that I've had for a while, and what's the difference between sitting on, you know, the coffee table and sitting in the store, and I've enjoyed it, and now it's time to move it on. And so I will turn to those either for staging treasures to have in homes that I stage or in my own home, or I'll put it to sleep in the closet, so to speak, and then give it as a gift.
Right.
And it's a great thing to do.
I just
got to
make sure you give it as a gift to somebody that didn't give it to you.
Yeah. I know. I've got trapped once. Didn't go over too well, but I think she finally figured it out. It was okay. The world is...
I've enjoyed it so much that I wanted you to
enjoy
it. Yes,
exactly. We're returning the favor.
Exactly.
There we go. Well, I have been moving myself, as I talked just a little bit last week.
'Tis the season, apparently.
Oh, I guess so. And we're very excited about our new place on Whidbey Island. There is a beautiful view. And we are so blessed to be in the Northwest with our gorgeous mountains, which are kind of sleeping today. I see they're not all out. You know, people that don't live in the Northwest don't know that we say the mountains are in and the mountains are out. That means that there are either clouds over them or you can see them.
Right.
And so the mountains today are a little bit sleeping. They're in and they're not out. And so we're getting settled. And what an exciting adventure, I think, to stage a home to live. Because as I just mentioned, you can stage to sell or as you move in or as a way of life. And what is staging for a way of life? To me, that means living in a home that's picked up. And not dirty, of course, hopefully most of the time, although we have our share of dog hair with our Labrador that we love named Sophie. And then not so cluttered. Now, it doesn't mean that we can't have possessions around us. It's how much do we have out at a time. So that's where that goodie cupboard is a great idea for you to think about as our listeners. And maybe you already have one, and what else could you put in there? So if I have already started one in our new place on Whidbey Island. And so I put a few things in there that I know that I'll either give away or I'll bring out and put some other things back in the goodie cupboard as I alternate things in our own home every, 3 to 4 months. So it's interesting, Eric, when you go into somebody else's home and now it's your home, mm-hmm. and you're experiencing that, right?
Absolutely.
Now, was your property brand new or was lived in before?
Oh, no. This place was built in 1910. So.
Oh, my gosh.
Quite a few people living in it over the years. So.
Wow. Now, are there things you're going to do such as painting or wallpapering or anything like that?
Yeah, definitely. We're going to replace get rid of the wallpaper in the kitchen and paint it. That'll hopefully look nice. It's got kind of a country kind of feel that I really don't like right now.
Right. So. Okay. Now, are you going to paint over the paper? Because you can do that, and the texture looks good underneath.
That's an idea I hadn't thought of, but...
It can look really good, and then you don't have to strip it off.
Yeah.
I mean, there's either way.
I'm not sure. I think we're probably going to strip it off and paint it. Yeah. It's the wallpaper has some texture already, so it might not look quite as good if we don't replace that.
Well, the place that we
I'm going to have you come by and give me some tips.
I'd love it. We'll stage your place to live. I would love it. And the place we purchased, there was wallpaper in the bathroom, and we did paint over it. And it's a subtle texture underneath. Mm-hmm. And for us, at least, the cost was much less. The paint looks really good. And it adds a dimension that a painted wall might not have, although I like paint. It's your most reasonable, some people say cheapest investment you can make to really do a turnaround.
You know, that's a good idea. I hadn't thought of that.
Play with
before.
It.
So, yeah, we'll try that.
Benjamin Moore, and there are other great companies as well, have small samples of paint you can buy for $5 instead of the big gallons like they used to do. You used to have to buy a whole gallon to test something. So now you could get a few of those for $5 each and use them on something else later. And just test one or two and see how they look on the paper. Mm-hmm. And it may look really great and then save you, a lot of money.
And effort.
Yeah, and effort. Yeah, the effort.
Because I'll probably be doing it myself, so it'll save me time, that's for sure.
Might save some frustration, too.
There you go.
Anytime that, when Kirk and I tried that, we almost ended in divorce. It was not a good thing. And I'm teasing, of course. He just got really upset when the paper wouldn't come off. And I understand, because, it should have come off, but it didn't come off. So, and then there's a lot of fun things you can do, too, because you can actually take tape and mark off sections of the wall and paint those different colors. So you could have different panels, which are on top of the wallpaper, be different colors or different, colors in the room. And I worked with a gal recently that did it like a painting almost. So she took her kitchen walls and she painted them all one basic color. Then she went back and she took masking tape, painter's tape, really. It's that blue stuff, that blue. Right. Just go to the store and ask for painter's tape. And she masked off certain sections and then painted some of those accent colors. And it was almost like an abstract, large painting with blocks of color.
Wow.
And it was really effective. And she didn't do that in the whole room, just on one side. And there's a lot of fun things you can do with your house. How are the cabinets in the house, too?
Well, the cabinets are nice, yeah.
Are you going to paint those, or they're okay?
They're okay.
Okay.
Kind of a natural wood grain.
What about the floors?
The floors, mostly carpeted, but the kitchen is new, like a pergo floor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it looks pretty nice. So I think
we'll
leave that alone for now.
Yeah, I think that's good. I really like pergo floor, and they just make it better and better all the time.
Yeah.
So the condition of the other carpet, it looks okay? You're happy with that?
I think so, for now anyway.
Okay, did you get it cleaned or did they clean it?
It looks clean.
So. Good, okay. Okay, that's good.
Hopefully it is.
Yeah, well, they probably did clean it then, which is kind of a nice idea.
Well, one thing I do want to do, and maybe you can give me some tips on this, is the ceiling in the living room has the old-style acoustic kind of ceiling. And
yes.
I really don't like that. I like to remove all that little bumps on it just paint the ceiling.
So it's the pebble kind.
Yeah.
Now, you want to get some advice there because it can have some bad stuff in it.
Right.
And you don't want to poison your lungs or anything. And so it's easy for you to get that tested. You can actually take a baggie and in one little area put some in, with taking a toothpick or something and flaking a little off and take it down and get it tested. It may have a chemical.
Asbestos.
Yeah, there's that and something else. And there are commercially people that remove that. Mm-hmm. Then you'll see homeowners that do it too. I get a little concerned about that because you're going to be breathing all that. And sometimes right. they'll say, well, I got a gas mask. And yet you really are treading on some, you know, kind of risky business, like the old movie. And so get that tested.
Okay.
And then you can have that removed.
Yeah.
And do whatever you want on the ceilings.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of that out there. I will tell you, you are not the only one.
I don't know who thought that up, but I just want to strangle them because yeah, I think
I know.
It was terrible.
You're not alone. And there's a lot of, you know, it's so interesting in real estate that in homes and decorating and staging that we see a number of products like siding, insulation, pipes, wiring, ceiling, you know, you're talking about the pebbly stuff up on the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
The popcorn effect is what I want to say that later turns out to be, oops, we shouldn't have done that. And so when you sell a house these days, there's a lot of things you have to disclose, and the disclosure statements are getting more and more detailed in length. So as you start to move in, I want to ask you each week about your adventure. It's congratulations time for you and your first property. That's really great.
Thank you.
Really great. We're going to go to our first commercial break. When we come back, I am so excited. We have Lanelle Hartman from Minneapolis, Minnesota. She is a trainer with StagedHomes.com, and I'm going to interview her. You hold on. You come right back. Don't go anywhere. We love you. This is Positive Choice Talk Radio. Barb Schwarz, Home Staging with Barb. KKNW, 1150 on the dial. We'll be right back. I love this music. I get so excited every Monday from 2 to 3. I'm so excited. This is Barb Schwarz. Hope your day is going really well. You know, it's all perception. So much of what we see, think, do, and say. And it's a joy to be on Positive Choice Talk Radio because everything is a choice. And it was my choice as to who I asked to be my guest this week. And so it gives me great joy and an honor to introduce to you Lanelle Hartman, who is a certified accredited staging professional trainer with StageHomes.com. And she has flown in from Minneapolis for the week. And Lanelle, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having us.
I'm so excited to have you here, just like the music. How was your flight coming in?
Flight was great.
Good. Were you delayed at all?
Not at all.
Not at all.
It was nice, good weather there, good weather here, so no problems.
And what day did you arrive?
Sunday.
Sunday, and today is, so that was just yesterday.
It was just yesterday. We've already done a lot.
I know, we've already done a lot. Now, let's talk a little bit about staging, because that's such an important factor these days. Staging is so hot, and we've been blessed to be interviewed recently by the New York Times. In fact, as you know, Lanelle and Eric, I want you to know that a major article came out in the New York Times yesterday about staging. So the phone's ringing off the hook in the office.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I've worked hard for that for 4 years.
That's wonderful.
And I told Lanelle, the call came in, and I was having my hair done, and I put my head down so that I could concentrate and move the phone from ear to ear. And when I looked up, she had cut off all my hair.
No. It looks
kind
good.
Of a shock, actually. So I paid dearly for that interview.
It looks wonderful.
I'm going to call this the New York City Bob or crew cut or whatever it is. So, Lanelle, now, when did you first hear about staging?
I first heard about staging when I was working for a property management and real estate company. And our marketplace, similar to Seattle, is a very hot market. And we were trying to drive business to the real estate division. So many people were selling for sale by owner. And I just knew they needed help. And I knew that it would be really fun to help them. And I knew that I could go in there and make changes and make it a wonderful place to live as well as to sell. So then I went on the web, found you, and I said, you know what? This lady created the wheel. I probably could think of some decluttering on my own,
sure.
Some packing, some rearranging. But I went, she's done it. She created the wheel. She's been doing it for a long time. I need to go and take her class and learn from her. And I think the most valuable thing is how to educate them and how to talk to the seller and get them to understand why we're doing what we're doing. It's to their benefit.
Exactly. And I'm so glad that you did look at the internet and then come. And you came out to Yakima.
I did. I flew to Seattle and I drove to Yakima.
I was really impressed because here you are from Minneapolis. And I'm going, she's coming to Yakima. Many people know where it is and some back there might not know where Yakima was. And so you attended the class and then you and I connected during that day and then later talked. And so bless your heart. Sharon Beck was our first trainer that I brought on in addition to myself, and you were the second. And Sharon has has decided to go back into real estate. Mm-hmm. And so with stagedhomes.com, you have the... You're senior here.
Yay, I'm senior.
You're senior. Joy's the princess. You're the senior.
Yay!
You're senior.
I have a new title.
And I've so enjoyed our time we had together and every time since then.
Me too.
You are a real joy, honor to be with. Your spirit, your enthusiasm, very positive. And here we are on Positive Choice Talk Radio. And so how many years ago was that?
Well, I came out and trained with you a week and a half after September 11th.
Yeah,
I remember I got on the plane right after that. And we started our adventure then. Well, we'd already started, but we continued our adventure.
Because you came in to Yakima in April or something.
I think it was June.
June, that's right. And so then I remember saying, are you still coming? Because September 11th had happened.
Yeah.
And I was so much excited and pleased, very pleased that you did keep your commitment and... The rest is history. And so now tell everyone, where are you training the class that I have put together and developed through the years? Where are you training?
I train in Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin, Illinois, and then we've gone a little into Indiana there.
Absolutely. And there are many people there that, number one, need to get their home sold.
Absolutely.
Number two, real estate agents that want to know how to help the seller. And number three, people that want to start a staging business.
That's right.
And when you think of the people that come to your classes, how would you describe the kind of people that come as far as attitude and, you know, what excites you about the type of people that come?
Well, I just love to see their energy and their passion. And what gets really exciting is they're so excited because they've found something that they've always loved or they've always done. And they didn't know that they could create a business out of it or they could help someone by doing it. And sometimes it's a second job. It's a life change. It's a career change. Or for some people, they just need the flexibility of maybe being able to stay home with their kids and still have something that they truly love to do that is a benefit to others as well. So it's their passion and excitement. And that gets me excited.
Yeah, it does. It spreads. Mm-hmm. It really does because I'm sure they're excited by being with you. I know they are. And then you're excited by being with
them. I learn something new from them every time.
And I know they learn a ton of new things from you. And so that's really great to hear. Now, where is your next course that you're going to be presenting of the Accredited Staging Professional course?
The next course will be in Minneapolis, September 24th and 25th.
September 24th and 25th. Mm-hmm. And for everyone listening, for Realtors, that is a two-day course. And for those that want to start a staging business, it is a two-and-a-half-day course. Mm-hmm. So the first day is 12 hours. It's kind of like I always say, Tony Robbins thing. However, by that I mean the time frame, because he'll take you till 2 a.m. in the morning. We don't go till 2 in the morning. So when do we stop our class?
We stop at 9 o'clock, but then they hang out and ask questions, and it's after 10. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
You know, it's a great time.
It really is. And I think we hear, too, that people learn life skills as well as staging skills. How do you tell people the difference between decorating and staging? How do you convey that?
Well, one of the things I say, decorators do a wonderful job, and they have a great talent and a skill. But oftentimes, they are looking at creating a room just around the people that are living there. And when we're staging for resale, we are trying to make the home inviting to the widest audience possible. We're also trying to create that where they come in and they just go, oh, I want to sit down here.
Yes.
Or, oh, this feels good. This house really feels wonderful. Remember that house we really liked?
Yeah.
You know, it's more about the feeling they had when they entered the home than it is about the stuff.
You sound so good. I'm ready to buy it, and I haven't even seen it. I'm already falling in love here.
And the great fun is, too, when the homeowner comes and sees the change.
That's so cool. And for those of you listening that have not been in one of our courses, it's so great to share with you about it in the fact that we go into a home on the second day. And, Linnell, tell everybody what we do on the second day.
Second day, we stage a home. So typically, we meet the homeowner, send them on their way, remind them, say, come back and see the change. They come home, and the class takes them through room by room and is able to tell them what they did, why they did it. And I'm thinking of Mary in Chicago last month. I mean, she said, every room is my favorite room. She just cried a couple of times. I have a picture that I brought with to show you.
Oh, good. Haven't
where
seen
she
it.
She is thrilled. And we even got her on a little videotape clip of her.
Cool.
And she just couldn't believe it. She had a room that she was in love with. And she said, this is my favorite room. I don't think you can make it any better.
Oh.
And when she came home, she said, you know, this was my favorite room. And now I love it even more.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
It is.
And part of that is, I think, because the room is, the flow is even greater. Mm-hmm. And people say, I feel freer.
Yes.
And we don't do weird things like putting hula skirts painted purple polka dots on the ceiling.
No. Nope.
I mean, we haven't done that yet. So I don't think we will be doing that. And yet, your teams, my teams, all of us today that are on the show with the great talented people that come mm-hmm. to our courses, we end up creating new space for the buyer to mentally move into. And yet the homeowners, a lot of times they say, I don't want to move now.
Well, what I love is that we honor them as well.
Yes.
And I think in honoring them
yes.
in the process, they feel so cared about. And also it helps the real estate agent because if they feel cared about and honored, they will keep it up for the duration of the listing.
Exactly.
Or if we stage for living, they feel honored, they feel like their things have a place and their things are featured, and that makes a big difference to how you care for your home.
It really is true. It reflects back and forth from the person back to the house, from the house yeah. back to the person. You know, I was driving down a highway recently, and I noticed there was litter all over, and I thought, this is much like a home that's littered. Because once it gets littered or cluttered, and it's not even garbage, but just cluttered, we begin to maybe not feel as good about ourselves because we're being closed in upon. And they have shown in studies that streets in different cities that are not as well taken care of in the homes there, then you see more crime, you see more unhappiness.
See it all go down.
Yeah, it just starts going downhill. And so once we do that with our own homes, and it doesn't mean that it's even dirty, it just there's just so much in it mm-hmm. that all of a sudden it's hard for us to think. And
well,
so
people become tired and they don't know where to begin.
It's true.
And as you've taught me, it's all of the things there create energy.
It's true.
And they just don't know where to start, and they just then walk away. Like some of the TV shows for organizing, they just
yes.
say they didn't know what to do anymore.
Exactly. It got beyond mm-hmm. their realm, because everybody has their greatness and their own talent, mm-hmm. and this is the talent that people that take your classes and all of our classes have that we want to share with others. Now, I would like all of you listening to go to stagedhomes.com. It's S-T-A-G-E-D, staged. Homes, HOMES.com, and click up at the top where it says information about courses, and you will see Linnell's beautiful picture there, Linnell Hartman, and you will read about her background. And Linnell is waiting to hear from you and would love to answer your questions. There's no pressure. We're here to serve. As you mentioned, we teach honoring each other as human beings, mm-hmm. as women, as men. And it's just really great having you in the Northwest. I really want to thank you for coming out and also for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
You did a great job. And so remember, your next class is September
24th and 25th, and then October 1st and 2nd in
and
Chicago.
Those two cities are, the first one in September is
Minneapolis,
and the one in
Chicago is the 1st and 2nd.
And that's in October.
Yes.
All right. Well, pass the word to your friends and relatives and people you know there that need to sell their homes. Thank you, Linnell, so much.
Thank you.
This is Barb Schwarz. You're listening to Home Staging with Barb. KKNW, 1150 a.m. on the dial, you know. We're so glad you're here. This is Positive Choice Talk Radio. You stay tuned. We'll be right back, and it'll be my joy to interview Miss Joey O'Donnell from San Francisco, California. Go, Joey, go. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Joey, you're on the air. Hold on, girl.
This is very professional.
We're always professional. We're having a good time in the studio. We always do. This is Barb Schwarz, Home Staging with Barb, and it's really great to have you listening today. Thank you so much. Do send me an email, barb@stagedhomes.com. Ask me your questions. And it is a joy to introduce to you Miss Joanne, and I call her Joey, O'Donnell, who is from the San Francisco Bay Area, and she is a certified, accredited staging professional trainer with stagedhomes.com. Welcome to the show, Joey.
Thank you, Barb. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here.
I'm
right
very excited.
Here. When did you fly up?
Actually, I came up Thursday.
You came up Thursday, and where did you go?
I went to Bainbridge Island.
Another island.
I did. I'm an island girl.
Yeah, you are.
I'm the Bahama Mama. No.
The Bahama Mama.
All
maybe,
right.
Well, maybe
island.
We'll have another retreat in the Bahamas
island
sometime.
Girl.
Actually,
well,
Hawaii is closer. No, I'm not sure. Really glad you're here. So you were visiting friends in Bainbridge.
I was.
Now, you came over yesterday to Whidbey Island.
I did.
And so my husband, Kirk, picked you up at the ferry dock.
I'm island hopping.
Yes, this is good. This is good.
It is very much fun.
Now, tell everyone I know, but I want them to know, how long are you going to be in the Northwest?
I am going to be here until actually Monday afternoon.
All right. Awesome.
Monday, a week from today. Obviously
from today.
Not today.
Now, I would like to let everybody know, because time goes so fast, that this Thursday and Friday, I'm teaching our accredited staging professional course in Seattle. So any of you listening that want to know information about that, please call the following number, 800-392-7161. And that is stagedhomes.com. And ask for Shell, like the seashell, S-H-E-L-L, 800-392-7161. That's an old Issaquah number. And all you have to do is ask for Shell, and she will get you information about the course, which is a 2.5-day course for those wanting a staging business to be developed here in the Seattle area on Thursday, Friday. And for realtors that want to earn the Realtor ASP designation, it's a 2-day course this same Thursday and Friday. So I hope some of you listening will be interested in that. And we look forward to seeing you there. And I'll be telling you about the course next week after we stage a house on Friday afternoon right in Seattle. So, Joy, let's get back to you. I like to call you Joy. I know your name is really Joanne O'Donnell. And yet, who gave you your nickname?
My first job when I was a teenager, there were two other Joannes, and they told me I had to pick another name.
Oh, and you picked Joey?
And I worked there for 7 years. By the time I finished working there, everyone, including my family, called me Joey.
That is so great. That is so great. Now, when did you and I meet?
We met June 2002.
So also, it's been just over 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And as a trainer with StageHomes.com, and I'm very honored and also very excited to have you a part of our company.
Yes, I am honored.
Thank you. I think our team really comes from a place of serving people with kindness, integrity, and really honoring our students as well as our clients that whose homes we stage. Now, tell everyone where you train.
I do training in Southern California, San Diego area, and also in Nevada, Las Vegas.
So Las Vegas is your town.
It is my kind.
It is your town. I just got a call from one of our ASPMs there. Lori just called to ask a question. Now, when is your next class and where is it?
My next class in San Diego is September 9th and 10th.
September 9th and 10th, and that's in San Diego, California.
That's in California. San Diego, California.
Okay.
And that is going to be at National University there.
Cool.
And the next Las Vegas class will be October 28th and 29th in actually Henderson, which is a suburb of Las Vegas.
Las Vegas is a really rapidly growing area, isn't it?
Oh, my God. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable how fast the prices are going up, skyrocketing, really.
Where do you think most people are coming from? I have an idea. I want to see what you say.
Well, I really think that it's all over the country. People are coming. A lot of people are coming for retirement, and a lot of people come for their health,
right?
Because of the dry weather, and there are people coming from all over that want to buy homes and can't afford to buy them in the areas that they're in, like the area that we both live in.
Yes,
it's skyrocketed so long ago in the Bay Area, in most of California and the larger cities, that it's cheap still in Las Vegas, even for them, though for them it's really getting expensive.
So for the locals that have lived there a long time, it's getting more expensive. For people moving in, because I know there's quite an influx of people from California where the market has just gone really sky high in the Bay Area or down south in San Diego, L.A., Orange County areas, and are moving to Las Vegas. And I also know people in Seattle that have relocated for weather and health, as you just said, in the Las Vegas area. Now, when you think about the staging course, what do you think are two of the biggest benefits that you see people take from the course with them?
Well, I think that the second day, when we actually go and stage the house, is so empowering to people. People think, okay, they've gone through the first day of class and we're teaching them in a classroom environment and, you know, they're gathering all this information, but it's still an unknown because they haven't actually done it. And going out that second day and really having the opportunity to see that not only that can they do it, because often they walk in and they say things to me like, you know, either what could we do here? It's already so perfect.
Right.
Or, oh my God, how could we possibly make, how could we do this? It's a mess. And then at the end, they're always so proud of what they've done and so amazed at the difference, the before and afters, that it is incredibly empowering because they realize they really can do it. I remember I felt the same way when I took it. I thought I could do it. I knew that I had a flair for making things look good. But, you know, that was in my own house and a few friends. And I really made such a difference to me when I did that second day. And I saw, yes, you really do have the skills. You do have the knowledge. And you have learned that all of the principles so that you actually can apply them because you got to apply them. So that's one of the most incredible things, I think, for most people, and it certainly was for me. One of the other things that I find really incredibly empowering is that you really learn about what decluttering and making the space more peaceful and serene. It's like one of the guys that works for me, he always says, he's always going, I can't believe how serene. Every time we leave a place, when we finish a place, it just feels so serene. And that's what we are doing in people's lives. We're giving them that ability to have peace in their life. Because it's not just about the house.
Right.
It's about
right.
what it creates in your life. And and I often have my students say that they've seen afterwards, they see that they bring that to their clients' lives.
Exactly.
And it's a wonderful
exactly.
thing.
You did a great job, from my perspective, of relaying that to our listeners. And it was very joyful and peaceful to hear you describe that. I've often given this analogy that, you know, as women, many times, most of us are really multitasking tons and tons. And so we have perhaps 3 children, 2 children, 4 children, 3 pets, 2 pets, whatever. We've got maybe 2 jobs. We belong to the PTA. We play bridge once a week. We go to the church choir and sing that on Wednesday night and then again on Sunday. And after a while, it's like, oh, my gosh, time out, time out. There's no time left for me as a human being. And we start to really prioritize. And the analogy that I bring that up for is that we forget to do that with our environment. And so we brought all this in, all these gifts, possessions. I buy things a lot. I've been good for the economy, I think. And you and I we all went to Fred Meyer.
Yes, we
Linnell,
did.
Linnell, Christine, and you and I, and we helped the economy there, too.
And I helped the most.
Yes, you did in this case, but I wasn't there. I had
That's
to go
true.
To the doctor.
You are the queen. I'm only the princess.
You are the princess, you know. And so, bless your heart. So it's like we haven't done that in our own environment. And whether we're living or moving, out or in, staging provides that. It is really a great point you bring up, that it really provides less stress. It's more freeing to the people. And you can just see their shoulders relax. They go, oh, you just see that. And they didn't have to do it. We did it for them. Because them doing it themselves, I think, is painful sometimes.
Well, sometimes they don't know how, of course.
They don't know how. It's too hard to make the decisions.
If they had known, they would have done it long ago. If they'd known what a difference it would make in their lives, they would have done it long
ago. Exactly. And there's a fear factor there, too. Because some could, but it's a very fearful thing of where do I start?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's great to hear Eric at the first of the show talk about moving out and some of those decisions. And then you heard him say some of those he still took with him. And now staging to live is going to give him a whole new, you know, perspective. And so, Joey, it's just such an honor to work with you. And I want everyone to know that they can find you on stagedhomes.com. And all you have to do is go to the trainer page, and you go to the top toolbar and click there, and you will see Joey's beautiful, beautiful smiling face. You are a very attractive woman, and I mean that, or I wouldn't say it. Life is short, so I say speak up. And you're beautiful. I wish my hair looked like your hair. Your hair is that gorgeous. How do you describe your hair?
White.
It's so beautiful, though. It's
or not, gray.
No, it's not gray. It's white. It's so pure. Eric, isn't that beautiful on her?
Absolutely.
Yeah, mine, I tried it. Mine just
and looked, I would describe it as silver.
You're making me blush.
Silver. Okay, it's beautiful. It goes with your skin so beautifully. You're a very attractive woman. And we might have someone call in that wants to take you out. You never
know. You never know.
Because you're single, too, so you never know. So it's just so great to work with you, and I want you to reannounce your classes that are coming up again.
October, I'm sorry, I almost got the months confused. September 9th and 10th in San Diego, and October 28th and 29th in Las Vegas.
In Las Vegas, your town.
My town.
And when you go to the site, everyonestagedumps.com, just click on the course calendar. It's right on the homepage. It says course calendar, and it will come up, and you'll read about Joy's classes there, as well as Linnell's. So, everyone, stay tuned. I thank you so much, Joy, for being in my life, for being on the show today, and for coming up to be in the Seattle area with me this week. We're having a great week. We trainers are getting together for some training and some fun as well. This is Barb Schwerz with Home Staging with Barb, 1150 AM on the dial. And that's Positive Choice Talk Radio. It's the only choice that we want to make. This is Barb Schwerz. It's a joy to welcome you back to my show, Home Staging with Barb. And it is a real treat to introduce to you my very special guest, Christine Ray, and she is a certified, accredited staging professional trainer, and she is from Canada. Welcome, Christine.
Thank you, Barb.
I'm so glad to be here. When did you arrive?
Saturday.
You came in Saturday, and you went to Bainbridge Island, too.
I did. I went to visit Joey's friends.
Awesome. Awesome. When were you in the States last?
God. Last month. When I
last
was
month. Yeah. And so as everyone gets to know you and your wonderful talent and voice, I want to have you share where the areas that you teach our course, the Accredited Staging Professional course.
I teach all over Canada and the Northeastern United States, and then England we're going to in spring.
So exciting.
And then I'm doing some classes down south while the demand is that. We know we were in the New York Times.
Yes.
So there's a lot of inquiries coming in from New York and Atlanta. So we're going to be going down there for you.
Isn't that wonderful?
It's thrilling.
It's so exciting. So how many weeks are you on the road right now?
3 weeks out of four.
Wow. That's a lot. And been there, done that, and I'm still doing that, and I know what that means. Mm-hmm. And so now when you go to give the courses, where's your next course?
Toronto, Canada is coming up September 8th and 9th.
September 8th and 9th.
Yes.
Okay. And again, please go to stagedrums.com and go to the course calendar. And also you will see Christine's beautiful, and she is beautiful, face there and read about her background. And you and I have been together a long time. We really have. I feel like I've known you for mm-hmm. many years. And yet, in one way, it hasn't been that long. And in another way, I think there's so many things that we have in common that I just feel so in sync with you always. And how did you find stagedrums.com originally?
On the website.
Yay for the web!
Yay. I had started a redesign business. And
okay.
I was at a networking meeting. And you had to stand up and tell people what it was that you did.
Okay.
And out of my mouth came real estate staging. I thought I'd made it up.
Yeah.
As many of our students do. When
yeah,
they find it.
Yeah.
So there was a realtor at the network meeting who said, would you like to come and speak at our office? So thinking that I had made it up, I went straight to the internet to see if I could find anything out about it. And there you were.
I'll be darned. When was that?
That was December of 2001.
December 2001. Yeah. Wow, time goes so fast. Now, a lot has happened since then.
Lots.
Lots
of great things.
Lots of great things. And so on the site, stagedrums.com, you will see the classes that Christine teaches. And again, that's in the U.S. as well as Canada. And you have really more territory, I think, than any of us. Mm-hmm. And you're helping a lot of people in all these different areas. And we have a Canadian site started within the U.S. site of StageTimes.com, and the Canadian flag is now there.
Great, and the Canadian people are appreciating it.
And they're excited, and so we have our association. Tell everyone about our association.
The International Association of Home Staging Professionals is an organized body that provides an umbrella over the accredited staging professionals, and it's generally where people who are sourcing articles and people to interview for radio and TV would go. Yeah.
And so that site, thank you so much, because that site is www.i, write this down, I think you'll really enjoy going to the association site, A-H, like home, S for staging, and P for professional.com. So it's I-A-H-S-P.com. And you have a chapter in your area. And where is the chapter of the International Association?
Well, it's based in Toronto. It's called the Golden Horseshoe Association.
Okay.
And that's taking in Toronto right through, down through Niagara, where I live, to the Buffalo border.
Wow.
So it takes all that area in there.
And that's a dynamic chapter. Mm-hmm. Dynamic. Now, we had our convention in May, and I want all of our listeners to know that there was a huge contingency that came. It was huge, flags and everything, from your area. And I also would like to have you share with everyone what you were awarded at the convention.
I was awarded the honor of the 2004 prestigious Barb Schwarz Staging Award of Excellence.
Thank you for saying the honor, because it's my honor that this was given to you in my name. And beautiful trophy, by the way. It took a while to get it to you, but it finally made it across the border. Then I understand they put your name on the wrong side of the back of the plaque.
That's right.
I said to my husband, honey, didn't you? Well, I didn't look. Well, my dear sweet Kirk had it in his heart. Just didn't look, but we'll get that fixed. Meanwhile, you were voted that award by the attendees of the convention.
Mm-hmm. And which was amazing.
Were you surprised?
Amazing. I was very surprised.
Because it's given with a lot of love and a lot of respect, and people looking at you with awe for the work that you're doing in your trainings and the knowledge that you have of home staging. I want to also thank you for the contribution that you give to StageTimes.com all the time, because Christine, all of you listening, is always looking for ideas, and she surfs the web and she says, check this out, look at this. And I just truly value our relationship, and it gives me a wonderful place to acknowledge you in front of all of our listeners today for, I think, going beyond the call of duty and service. So thank you very much.
It's a pleasure. That's how we all grow, right?
Yeah, it really is.
Together.
It really is.
Together.
What do you think would be one of the other benefits of people taking the course? We heard Joy's two ideas, and whatever comes up for you is perfect. So when people leave the class, what are they saying to you?
Well, I think it's a variety of things, and primarily it comes from an internal motivation to move forward and confidence building. That's what I hear a lot. It's, you've given me the confidence. I have a number of people who've been through the program who have actually been staging without having the accreditation and came for two reasons. One was because the accreditation counts so much, and when you're bidding against somebody who doesn't have it or does have it, it makes a difference. But more importantly, what they've said is that it's the missing link. They've been struggling doing staging and missing that real estate connection. And
Absolutely.
So it kind of, that fitted for them.
That's wonderful. That's a really great point, because the ASP designation is really the designation of excellence in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started this in 1972 in Bellevue, I did not have an idea someday that there would be an industry. And it just keeps growing and evolving. And so that designation is really the only designation, and certainly the one that the people look at. In fact, I get emails, and I know you do too, people mm-hmm. saying, I went on an interview today and I was asked, do I have my ASP designation? And we're going to mm-hmm. hear that more and more.
Absolutely.
And so your point of confidence, I think, because many times they're not sure how to run a business. And so I know the answers. I just want our listeners to know, do you go into how to charge and set that all up?
Yeah, the pricing and what to do about inventory. And more importantly, I think it's one of the most important things that comes out of our class is how to say and what to say and when to say it.
Yes.
And who to say it to.
Yes.
Because, our first rule is that we honor the client and their things. And so one of the challenges for realtors is how do we get the homeowner to do this without insulting them or offending them? And so we teach you how to do that.
Well, Christine Ray is based out of St. Catharines in Canada. And that's close, not too far, 80 miles, she's taught me, from Toronto. And then she teaches in all of Canada. So any of you listening from our wonderful neighbor that we dearly love as Canadian citizens, as well as the northeastern part of the U.S., clear down even into Florida and Atlanta, please go to the website, stagedomes.com. You will find beautiful Christine there, and the course calendar will share with you her courses. Really quickly, the next class is in Toronto, and what dates again?
September 8th and 9th, and then we're in Vancouver.
Vancouver.
September 22nd and 23rd, and then back in Toronto for the last week.
Awesome. Awesome. I'd like everyone to know that we have just finished our television pilot with ABC Family Channel, and I just talked to Platinum Television today that does all the programming for them, and our first show is going to be coming out in September, they said, in about 4 weeks, and so I will let you know, all of you listening, when our first show is going to be, and we're so excited about that because it's shot during the class. We tape the show, and so every week our stars really are whoever's in the course, and we go in and redo the homes. And I really want to thank Christine Ray from St. Catharines, Ontario. I want to thank our dear Linnell Hartman from Minneapolis, Minnesota, and our dear Joey O'Donnell from our wonderful San Francisco, California area. And our prayers go out to our Jackie Riggins, whose father-in-law passed away on Saturday because she was going to be with us. So our hearts and prayers are with her or any of you that have lost someone important in your family. Do know that they are at peace. And I wish you peace this week in a beautiful, beautiful, wonderful summer week before we move into fall. It has been my joy and honor to have my special guests and to have you, you're my most special guest, listen in. This is Barb Schwarz, Home Staging with Barb. I'll be back next Monday. You be back too now. We want to light up your life every Monday. 11:50 a.m. on the dial. Positive Choice Talk Radio, the only choice there is to make.